Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Daniel Mangana and Alex King, and this is your Daily Dose of Happy. We're so happy you decided to join us today. We're so happy that Alex is back. She's feeling a little bit better every day, and you've been a topic of conversation off and on the podcast, Alex. Every Thursday, we're always saying, you know, we really miss Alex. And
I know
we said that the last time you were here, we said that, and we were kind of hoping it would actually get you to keep coming back, but then you just kept having medical problems. You got to stop doing this, girl.
I'm trying.
No, seriously, we're really glad that you're feeling better. And hopefully this is the upward path to total health for you at this point. Because you've been through the ringer.
Yeah.
I mean,
but for good reason, because all of my doctors at Brigham are now signed into the podcast.
There's got to be a better way to promote a podcast than this.
I'm just saying, I was working while I wasn't working.
Well, I appreciate that part. That part's good. You know, we just
think they're so like, kind what of... do you do for a living? I was like, I'm on a podcast. Here's the link. I'm like, yeah.
I love it.
Want to see the app? Pow.
And it's funny because they're like, oh, law of attraction. Ooh. Doctors are saying that.
Oh, my goodness. That's not the reaction I expected. Well, Brigham and Women's, I mean, Brigham and Women's is a different kind of hospital anyway.
But, agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, it's staffed by people who are a little bit more forward thinking than the rest of the medical profession. That's the best way I can describe it. You agree?
Agree.
Yeah. It's like, the first thing that they do whenever they encounter a condition that has a prescribed method is to ask themselves, what can we do to make it better than that?
Yeah.
They're always like, they're trying to push the envelope a little bit and try things that haven't been tried before that are less intrusive and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually picked a great hospital. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I did.
And
it was for good reason.
I don't know how far to push on this, so you tell me if I'm pushing too far. But have there been any positives that have come out of the whole experience? Because you've had a lot of tough stuff, but there's usually some sort of positives. Have there been positives that you've been able to identify?
Yes. I feel like I'm going through this so other people don't have to, because it's such a rare condition.
Well, that's true. You were telling me, yeah.
There's no diagnosis for it. There's no way to diagnose it other than to cut the body open and look around and see what happens.
Right, which they try to avoid doing at that hospital.
Usually.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a good thing. I applaud them for that. Mm-hmm. In fact, weren't you saying, I don't remember if you said it on the podcast or you said it off camera or whatever, weren't you saying that you actually had doctors coming to meet you because your case was so rare?
Those are the doctors that are listening to the podcast.
I love it. Well, welcome, docs. We're glad to have you. But yeah, wow. That's crazy. Well, it's encouraging, too. I mean, if I'm going to find it. It was what?
Bananas.
It was bananas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. But, I mean, there is a positive side. The positive side is we are getting, like, instant, real-life examples of doctors who are forward thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I mean, I've talked about that a number of times, how I want to see more and more of that happen in the medical profession. Maybe I should, you know, check my aim a little bit. Because yeah. I didn't mean to aim it at you. Be careful where you point that thing.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, good grief. Well, all I can say is, I mean, we're all really glad that you're doing better, that you're feeling better. You're looking good. I mean, you always look chipper and happy every time you're on the show. So either you're really good at masking it or you really are better. I'm not sure which half the time. But,
both.
You know, a little of both.
A lovely combination of all of the above.
Lovely combination.
All of the above combines to be me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think we just lost her for a second there. Device is not connected. That probably means she's got an incoming call because she's saying to go away. So she'll be back momentarily. Yes. Yeah. Those are always fun. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was thinking about it before we started today. Like if we had somebody get onto the comment section, right? Now that we're doing StreamYard, we're hoping to get more commenters. If we got somebody like that and they were coming on and asking us, how do I handle a question like Alex has been going through? I'm not even sure what I would tell them now that Alex has gone through it because I'm so sensitized to what she's going through. It's harder to maintain that objectivity when somebody you care about is feeling it, you know? So, yeah. I mean, if somebody came to you and asked you, Alex, how to handle, energetically speaking, how to handle what you're going through, what would you tell them?
Take it one step at a time. Take it one diagnosis at a time. Take it one doctor at a time. And listen carefully, because when you're not listening, you hear things that could scare you.
That's kind of built in.
Yeah. Well, but not listening is like the doctors are telling you, okay, this is what's happening. This is what we're going to do about it. And if you fade out, you're like, I'm going to die. So pay attention.
Yeah. Don't have that. I'm going to die. Yeah. Expectation. Mm-hmm. Probably not leading to the most expansive of potential manifestations.
Not really.
Just
the dean of expansive manifestations has spoken. So yeah.
I am indeed. This is another D for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dean.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good advice. Take it one step at a time. How do you maintain the vibration, though? Because, I mean, you can take it one step at a time, and you could also be kind of depressed about the whole thing.
My support system.
So, in other words, that social connectedness angle.
Yeah. Keeping up with, you know, keeping up with everybody and letting them know how I'm doing. And also my physical support system, meaning my doctors, my nurses, my mom, Kenny, who, you know, I can't lift anything over 5 pounds. So they literally have to do everything for me.
Wow. Yeah. So you definitely do need to have a good support system that way.
Yep. Definitely.
How much of a difference does that actually make? I mean, obviously you need to have somebody to lift the stuff, but in terms of having the emotional support, the mental support, how big of a difference is that, do you think?
I think it makes a huge difference because there are people who are in the hospital that are still there because they have no support system. So they have no one cheering them on, you know, it's hard because it's COVID. So you're literally in the hospital by yourself. You're video chatting everything. So
yeah. It's
a support system makes a huge difference.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, talk about real world, knowing that there are people who don't have that support system. And you saw firsthand what happens with them, that they basically, they just kind of...
They take longer to heal, or they don't heal at all.
Wow. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't theoretical that we're talking about here. This is real world. This energy stuff is important.
Real life application.
That's right. It is. It is. Daniel hasn't done as much seeing, by the way, since you've been gone. So this is a good sign. This is a really good sign.
Yeah.
He's done some. Don't get me wrong. Just, you know.
Yeah, but Alex normally tees me up for the song. It's like.
True.
This is what happens.
I love it.
Right? It's like, that's the thing. It's the thing. That's
That's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. So now that you're. Hopefully, past all of the surgeries and so forth.
Well, I still got one more to go.
Oh, you got one more. My God, it seems like I thought the last one was the last one.
No, that was just the second one.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, then I'm going to be really forward thinking. After the last one is the last one, how are you planning to rebuild at that point? I mean, is it just going to be just take it one day at a time? Do you have plans? Do you have, what are you doing?
Well, I plan on getting married. So
yeah, that's coming up in about 6 months. Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll keep you busy for sure.
Well, I've been staying busy. I keep my laptop with me, you know, making phone calls and doing all that stuff. So everything's still in the works behind the scenes.
And I know you've got family and friends who are making plans to come in, so that's a good thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I would attribute that to law of attraction, but also it's that social connectedness, that being connected to people who are important to you, and you're getting important people important to you coming into your life who are actually coming from distances.
No, it's definitely law of attraction because they're all coming on the same day.
No, the same day.
I've made plans to have not a cake tasting, but a food tasting. So I was like, Mom, Kenny, you guys want to go do a food tasting real quick? We can go try out the food, see what we're serving at the wedding. And then I was like, I wonder who else wants to come. Then my sister calls and she's like, I'm coming to visit. And then my aunt calls. She's like, your sister's going to be in town. I'm coming to visit. And then my friend Jen, who's in Japan, she's like, I'm coming back. I'm flying on the 9th. I was like, all right, y'all want to go to a food tasting? No.
So what food are you going to be tasting? Let me enjoy vicariously through you.
They've got stuff. We're doing a buffet, but they've got stuff like baked haddock, some sort of fisherman something. There's a whole seafood theme with Cape Cod. So,
yes,
because we're by the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they actually passed a law saying if you had to have a wedding reception on the Cape, you had to have seafood on the menu. It was just, you know.
Somewhere. It's on there somewhere.
Wait, is this a joke or is this
real? Yes,
it's a joke.
Don't tell anyone.
It was passed by the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, you see.
Yes.
See, the thing is that this joke has got teeth to it. Like, that could actually happen. I can imagine. Like,
it could actually happen.
Bureaucratic regime. Like, you will have fish on your way.
So Massachusetts is real bold. It could possibly happen.
It is true.
That would really.
They already tried to make a national dad joke out of the fact that we don't have a tunnel.
No. No. Really?
Yeah. So they're like, oh yeah, you're going to take the Cape Cod tunnel. You're going to Cape Cod, but there is no tunnel.
You got to fill that one in for people because people are saying, what are you talking about? What does a tunnel have to do?
I live on a peninsula. There's no tunnel. There's only bridges to get to us. Right. So the whole inside joke is if you're not from here, it's like, oh, you should just take the Cape Cod tunnel. Go right to the street there.
Yeah. Leading people astray.
Yeah, because it's crowded here in the summer.
How mean.
Yeah, we're mean. Like I said, it's Massachusetts.
See, they want the tourists to show up. They just don't want them to stay.
Right. They want them to stay and pay and then leave.
And then go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's a mercenary approach to the tourist trade.
I don't think there's any mercy in it, to be honest. It's just a Neri approach.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just a Neri. The mercy got left in the Cape Cod tunnel.
This is true.
That was a good one. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Going on the shows. I like him. We'll keep him.
Thank you. Same time next week.
Right?
See, this is the Alex influence. I mean, already Dan has hit like 3 home runs and he's done it in the first 13 minutes of the show. So,
yeah, when it's just me and Walt, that's when just like.
It just doesn't quite. It doesn't work the same way. Yeah. Yeah, we need Alex.
You tee them up and. Like, this is what happens. This is the way it goes.
I was trying to explain to Kenny about the tangents because I was like, do you want to come on the show? And he was like, no. I'll lead you down a rabbit hole. I was like, oh, we have tangents every week.
the tangent term has made it everywhere now.
Yeah.
I carry the gospel of tangent to all podcasts.
I'm expecting it to show up in the urbandictionary.com at some point. It'll be there. Becoming
Give
quite
it
ubiquitous.
Here.
Yeah.
I just need to finish the journey to Oprah, although recent shows have left lots to be topped.
Oh, no. Yikes.
I don't know. I'm going to stay out of that one.
So we're engaging in one of the primary forms of healing, which is laughter, and that's a good one.
Yes.
Do you do other forms of healing? I mean, you told us about another one. You got people coming all on the same day, which you need to work on the timing about. But what else do you do to do the healing?
Sit still.
Sit still.
Yeah, because I have a tendency to try to bounce up real quick when I feel better, and I'm not done healing, so I need to sit down.
Ah, okay.
And that's very important because I could pull something.
Almost meditative, then, is what you're trying to aim for.
Yeah. I'm working on napping. I'm getting there.
Living meditation.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good term. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That describes you really well. So, and you weren't really much of a meditator before, were you?
Nah, can't concentrate.
Which but is you're kind finding of, way. But you're finding a way to do it.
Yeah, just sitting still.
And you don't worry about whether you're meditating correctly or anything like that.
Exactly. I think that's the key.
That is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow we seem to get into a frame of mind that says, well, you know, I've just joined the meditation Olympics and I've got to make sure that I do it correctly or I won't get at least a 5.9.
Right. Well, it's all those gurus out there and self-help books that tell you you're not doing it right. And so you start to have meditation shame.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's good. That's another way. Anything else that you're doing? I mean, that's actually quite a lot, but is there anything else that you're doing to help with the healing and keep yourself in a good space?
Just my usual, like watching TV, staying with...
No surprise there.
No surprise there.
No.
Got to keep up with my shows. Keeping up with my group, keeping myself accountable with that, because I could just, you know, slide off the wayside. What else have I been doing? Nothing physical.
Yeah, that much we got really clear.
Yeah.
Anything over 5 pounds is off limits. So that pretty much eliminates everything.
And I don't know how much things weigh. So I'm just like lifting regularly. I can't even lift my dog. So it's crazy. Kenny will be like, put that down. Sorry.
I love you. Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my dog.
Do you have a little postal scale to see if the glass is too heavy? I mean, I'm just curious.
I feel like I need to get one.
Yeah. This could be a great get well soon gift.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I also think I invented something, but I'm not too sure about it.
I was going to say, this is a potential business, my entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Senses are tingling.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The antennae are up. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing the stuff that you need to do to stay high vibe. I mean, that's really what it's all about anyway, is getting your vibration up and staying up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, and having goals for yourself. That's another thing, because when you accomplish those goals, you feel really good. But like simple goals, like, did I go to the bathroom 3 times today? It's the little things in surgery, let me tell you.
Apparently, yeah. Well, you know.
But those are the goals they set for you at the hospital, so you just carry them home.
Okay. I have to admit that was never really on my agenda, but.
Well, because these are the things you don't think about. You just do them.
This is true. Yeah.
But when you have body parts taken out that are supposed to do those things, you're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And now you have to remember.
Yeah. Well, you did mention before we started that you had lost 6 pounds in terms of what they'd taken out of you. So I can understand your perspective on that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, they stole my appendix.
Wow. I love the way she said that. They stole it. Like, you know, they snuck it in the middle of the night.
No, literally, I didn't know until I woke up and I was reading the family group chat and I'm sitting there and my mother
found out post waking up.
Yes, literally waking up, checking my phone, family group chat starts going off, and my mother's telling my brother, oh yeah, they had to take her appendix too. And I'm like, what? I wanted to be part of that decision, but okay, whatever. I don't need it. It's fine.
Did they take anything else that you didn't know about?
Not that I didn't know about, no. That was the only thing.
I'm just wondering, like, are they using it in some kind of special ritual? What's going on with this?
No, there was endometriosis on the appendix too, so they had to take it too.
Oh, then they didn't steal it. They saved you.
Well, yeah, they saved me, but they definitely stole it. They didn't ask me.
You wanted to keep that? This is what you wanted
to
do?
Well, I wanted to be one of those people that still had their molars, that still had their gallbladder, and still had their appendix. But apparently, everything's out the window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, when they go to the doctor and they're like, how many surgeries have you had? And they're like, what do you still have? And I'm like, oh, no, I still have my appendix, still have my gut. No, I have none of that.
You're no longer in a position.
I'm no longer cool.
Lay claim to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, I guess the good news
for the win.
The good news is that medical science has considered the appendix so valuable that its main purpose in life was to have appendicitis and operations. So
yeah,
maybe you're not so bad off. I don't know.
So what does the appendix?
That's nothing. The point. The medical
there's
society
in the
doesn't
body
know
that
what it
nothing,
does.
But
it used to do something, but then
what did it used to do?
Something to do with when we were cavemen. I had heard a rumor. I don't know how true this is, so don't come at me in the comments. I had heard something about we didn't have teeth, or we had some, like, something was wrong with our teeth, so we ate rocks to squish up our food, and the appendix would take out the rocks. That's what I heard.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about it. That's the rumor going around.
Is this the origin of Pebble cereal? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Wow. Alex does it again.
Teed it right up.
Dun, dun, dun.
My goal every day is to get him to Walt 100.
Oh! Walt 100, Walt 100, Walt 100, Walt 100. I don't know what we're talking about. Well, you should probably have the app so you can go back and check out some of the other episodes.
Uh-oh, I think we just got the segue, so here we go. The LOA Today app is the way to get that information. We have a winner. By all means, do download the LOA Today app if you've not downloaded it, because there's so much good stuff on there. 3 ebooks, 2 courses, and a partridge in a pear tree, not to mention 25 different episodes, the most 25 recent episodes of the podcast. So all good reasons to be on it. Plus, this is the one thing that people are using it for more than anything else. You use the LOA Today app to send us messages. So mm-hmm. that if you have a question that you want to be asked on the show and be answered, or if you have a comment, or you want to talk about how wonderfully you thought the show is, where Alex was telling us about how she had these surgeries after, you know, to get rid of endometriosis, whatever it is, you can send it in and we'll include mm-hmm. it in the show. So be a part of the conversation. That's what the whole thing is all
Come
about.
Come on down and join us. Be a part of the conversation.
And by the way, we're now at, once again on day 4 of experimenting with this StreamYard platform, which means we're going to be able to be streaming live to multiple locations. But that doesn't change the fact that we're still going to be available on YouTube, because that's one of the locations. So we need to do Ooh. Another segue and ask Alex to tell people, how do you find us on YouTube?
Well, you go to you go to YouTube first. Search LOA Today podcast videos. And once you see our smiling faces, click down below to the red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there is a little silver bell. Make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we are live.
Beautiful. Well done. I love it. All right. So we got the promos done. That's a good thing.
I just remembered that wasn't just for you guys now. Everybody can see me doing it as well. Like, for the last year, for like the last year and a half, I've been doing it off camera, but now, like, they saw me do the
well, too. now it's got to be an every week thing.
Sneaky beakies. Some change around here. Change. So are we back on Facebook then?
We are back on Facebook, and in fact, we're going to be reaching out to more places on Facebook. Like, so for instance, if one of you guys has a page on Facebook where you want us to stream to, we'll be able to add that very shortly.
Oh, you can feel free to stream to my page.
Okay, yeah. So I'll click some URLs.
We can do to my Dream With Dan group as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like my friends are very confused with how to find and where to go, and because every month I'm like, here's a new link. Come find me.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point. That's the purpose. Yeah. Make it easy for people. And plus, since it's I guess you might call it a conglomerated chat. In other words, all the different chats feed into the one chat. So we don't have to be looking at 8 different places to find out what comments are people leaving. You know, they all come into the same chat. So yeah, as we start doing this on a regular basis to that wider audience, we're going to have some pretty good chat going on live stream with our listeners, which is a good thing.
And with StreamYard, you can even share the chat into the screen thing so people can see it.
Ooh.
Ooh, there is an idea. Hey. Yeah. I still have to learn how that works. Yeah.
If you go into on the comments bit on your screen, Walt, you should be able to have a thing to add comment or something like that.
Okay. I don't see it, but I trust that it's there.
Well, have a diddle with it, and I'm sure you'll get it.
Well, you'll figure it out. You always do.
Jane Wallace says yes.
Here we go. Ah, there we go.
So if you do it with Jan's, see?
There's Jan. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. So,
yeah.
So you can basically you focus on one comment and you can show everybody what the comment was. So
yeah, and then you can take it right back off.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And you take it
and it tells you where it came from. So this one came from YouTube.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Because it gives you the icon for whatever the person is.
And Jan says she likes the purple bananas.
Yo. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is awesome. Live flattery. I love it.
Love me.
Thank you.
We now have a new fan. Alex is now a fan of the live stream.
Because I don't like games. I was like, we're switching over to what now? But now I'm like, yeah, StreamYard all day.
Yes.
The potential here is really something. This is awesome to put together. It's still new. I mean, this thing's only like, I think a year old or something like that. But they're still working bugs out of it. We've already found a few. But nope, she got what she's saying here. Left for you two to learn from you. Okay.
I think she meant me too.
Oh, you're out. Okay, you're right. Yep, she's got more to say. Livestream will super grow you guys. Yeah, well, that's the idea.
That's the plan.
Yeah, and she confirmed it's me too. Yeah. So, yeah. It's going to be fun. In fact, we may be getting into one of the major law of attraction groups too with the live stream. So we're going to be drawing from a lot of different sources. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
This is so cool.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really cool. So, all right, let's see. I wanted to ask you guys something that came up in conversation the last two shows. It was an interesting question because it goes right to the very beginning of understanding how law of attraction works. I was just curious how you guys would address it. I've gotten answers from Dean, from Monique, and Cindy Chavez is now back. So we'll get an answer from her too, but I'm curious what you guys have to say. This was posted on Facebook and it was posted by a kid who is high school age. And his dilemma was he has three different high schools he could go to. So he was trying to figure out which one to go to. And he was looking for some ideas on how to get Spirit to, you know, suggest which school he could go to. But after, you know, kind of interacting with him a little bit, what I found out was, he really didn't know what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's fundamental. You can't really attract something until you know what your desire is. So if somebody asks you, you know, like, well, what do I want? It's kind of like going up to an ice cream vendor and saying, you know, what flavor should I have?
Right.
You know, it's kind of in that same ballpark. And yet there are a lot of people who get into a place where they don't really know what they want. Dan, have you run into that at all?
Vanilla-y, caramel-ish, you know?
Yeah, something. Yeah, they can't really make up the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What do you tell somebody who doesn't really know what they want?
Come back.
Figure out what you want first.
No, it's a comeback when you do.
End of story. Bottom line.
End of story. This is your life.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that one. Sorry. you don't know. You haven't lived enough life yet, bro. Like, you're
facts. How young is this kid? If he's looking for a high school, like, what's the age restriction on Facebook? What's happening?
I just really like.
But here's the point that I made on Tuesday with Dean. This is very, very typical of kids who are in the public schools. Because they're led throughout their entire 12 years in schools. They're led day by day, moment by moment by a teacher at the front of the room deciding what it is they're going to do. So they don't have any experience in school deciding what they want.
They don't have any experience in life because then they go and do the education thing and then they go and a boss tells them what to do. And then by the time they finally have the freedom to not decide what they want to do, they've been so deeply ingrained with doing what other people tell them to do that they don't know anything else.
And that's
the issue.
That's where we share military.
That's the issue. And I actually think it's a fairly serious problem because I remember this from when I graduated from high school and I don't think it's really changed all that much in the, you know, 5,000 years since then. people, half the kids graduate from high school.
How did you do that with a straight face?
Eight and a half years of practice.
Even I missed it. Even I missed it. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. 5,000 years? Man, son, what moisturizer you use? What's your moisturizer? I need that moisturizer.
I can't.
You got a diet? You vegan, brother? Is it veganism that saved you? I need to try me some vegan.
Does that mean you're eating vegans or you're eating like a vegan?
Either, like,
okay,
carnivore, the other end. And they're going to be grass fed, so I'm stopping. I've got to go.
So it's not cannibalism if they're grass fed. It's what you're saying.
High end cannibalism. There's food for all seasons, diet for all seasons. I'm just impressed
that you were able to do that without Alex teeing it up. I teed that one up for you. I mean, for Alex to do it.
Like, you gave me the thing.
My face hurts.
please don't let them amputate your face as well. We need this.
Oh, no, this is off limits.
Yeah, wonderful.
My moneymaker.
Moneymaker. Yeah. Yeah.
The point that I was making, I have no idea what it was.
You were saying since the 5,000 years you've been at school.
Right.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes. Mm-hmm. All that time since I graduate, I mean, I think this is true of every high school class. Like half the class or more doesn't know what they want to do. If they're going to college, they don't necessarily know what they're going to go to college for. If they're not going to college, they don't know what kind of job they want to do. I mean, very few kids, a minority of kids, let's put it that way, come out of school really knowing what it is that they want. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just an indication we need to give kids a lot more time to just try stuff, to just, experiment with, just trying things out. So
I think that could be what senior year is about.
Well, some kids try to make it that way, but the school resists. But yeah, you're right. I agree with
you. Yeah, they're like, you still have to bring in grades. Like, you're not done. But
here's the thing, though. If they give them that, then they're going to go into society actually having the capacity to make choices for themselves instead of depending on their leaders to make choices.
No effing way.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
And does that sound like something that's safe? I don't think so. We need people to think for us.
This is on the top 10 list of things I never thought I'd hear Dan say.
This is what's going to keep society together. Trust us to tell you what to eat, or who to eat, depending on what you eat, and also who to vote for, and what is healthy.
Yes.
This is Jan's reaction, by the way.
She's dead.
No, she's alive. She's commented on YouTube. Anyway,
just had to include that. But I was sympathetic to what the kid was talking about because I can imagine that he just hasn't had a lot of experience trying things out, figuring out what he wants. I suggested that he just kind of go inside and ask what would I like, what would I enjoy. Just play a little.
See what they offer.
Yeah.
Because it's like you might find.
Or even before you decide about what do you want out of life? Like,
well, I think that's
how would you like your life to go?
Well, I think that's where the tour comes in because they might be like, okay, this is the science room, and you see all this science stuff and realize, I might want to be in a science program.
I've got one thing that I'm going to give to our young man before I roll out because I've got to go and do this workshop now. So this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Ask yourself two questions, sir. What feels good and does no harm? Into that. That's what I do. This whole purpose trap. Oh, I can't do it. Is it the perfect thing? I haven't checked my star sign. Oh my God. What do my ancestors have to say about it? Am I breaking a line in my karmic contract?
Here's some information.
Oh God. You're even what it is. So basically, what feels good and does no harm. Just for there to be one way to do it, then we don't have infinite possibility. And infinite possibility is an underlying principle to what reality really is. So instead of searching for the one thing that's going to make it all better and perfect, ask what feels good and does no harm. Lean into that. And have some fun. Oh my God.
Do everything. That's what high school is about. Try all the things.
Not all of the things.
Not drugs.
Not all of the things.
Not drugs. But try all the things.
But I do have to run, guys. But we're StreamYarding next week. So I'm going to do some sharing. Are you going to tag us on the Facebook, the main Facebook video, Mr. Walt?
Yeah, sure. I can do
that. Yeah, so we can just share it.
And then we can share it. It'd be easier to share.
Yeah, I can do that. No problem. So, all right. Well, then we'll catch you next week, Daniel.
Yeah, I'll be back next week. I've got to go and get set up.
I'll be back next week, too.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Two weeks in a row. I mean,
in a row.
We're going to have to, like, do a special promo or something.
Just making it happen. Making it right. All right. Purple rain, purple rain. I'm going.
he was right in the swing of it. That's all that was doing.
Oh, Dan. Gotta love him.
Oh, we also had a visit too from Jeffrey. I just had to put the Jeffrey quote up there. He said,
Jeffrey
hasn't been around lately. In the last 3 or 4 days, he's been showing up and saying hello, which is really great.
I've been seeing some of the comments on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, Jeff's back.
He is indeed.
I believe he's been busy traveling the world because I see his posts. He's all over the place.
He's a busy guy. Well, he's got his I don't really know what to call his business, but it's a very unusual form of therapy that he does for people. It's sort of a hands-on coaching / it's kind of like this all over thing that he does. I don't know exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, and he's quite successful with it too, which is great. But it's a hands-on coaching, I guess is the best way I could describe it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a whole lot about it, so I'm talking out of turn a little bit.
But, well, maybe we need to have Jeffrey on the show.
I've tried that at times. I've tried to get him to come on, but
I didn't ask him.
Well, now's your chance.
Jeffrey, darling, you don't know what you do and we would like to know. Could you please come on the show and discuss it with us? For an hour. Thank you.
He says, I've had some free time.
Oh, see? I told you. It's because I asked.
So what do you think, Jeffrey? You want to come on and talk about what you do at some point? Maybe even today? Jeffrey's staying quiet. So I'll take the pressure off.
Okay. No pressure.
No pressure. Look what we did, though, in the first 38 minutes. I mean, between you, which is what you normally do, and me, we teed up 10 jokes in 38 minutes. That's pretty darn good.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
Get that out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to the topic of the day, all the stuff you've been going through, because I think there's stuff to be learned from that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's value that comes out of that.
I do too, which is why I don't mind doing public speaking, because you never know who's going through something that day that needed to hear whatever you just said.
So then let's talk a little bit. Hey, look at this. Oh.
Yay!
You want to come on today, Jeffrey? I'll put the link in the chat for you. Hopefully you can see it.
I've never seen Jeffrey's face.
Oh, we also had a comment from Brenda.
Oh.
I saw 3 of you guys all at once.
Yeah, see? Nobody likes the Zoom hookup because you can only listen at a time.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay. I'm taking notice on that. That's good.
Yep.
I get it. All right.
I like this whole new setup. This is great.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, adding the comment, you know, that you can plug in at the bottom of the screen, that adds to the conversation.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah. Oh, and Jeffrey, if you're going to connect in, it's not Zoom, but it's the StreamYard link that I gave you in the chat there. And you'll need to connect in with a browser. Chrome is usually your best bet. It can work on Firefox. If you're on an Apple device, Safari is a good choice too. But any of those three, come on in and we'll talk to Jeffrey a little bit, find out what Jeffrey does.
Yeah.
But while we're waiting for Jeffrey, get back to what would you tell people who are going through similar stuff? I mean, you're sitting across the street from, not across the street, across the table from Alex 6 months ago. What would you tell Alex 6 months ago?
Don't be scared. You're not going to die.
Good piece of advice.
You're in good hands, which is what everyone kept telling me, but I didn't want to believe it.
So when did you believe it?
When it was done.
When it was done. Your confidence level was really inspiring, I have to say.
I mean, granted, I feel like, well, Brigham just merged with Mass General, so now it is the number one. Yeah, it is the number one hospital in the country. So I'm in good hands.
Yeah, really big hospital hands there. Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey's going to take a few minutes. He's got to switch to a different platform. So that's okay. All right. We'll have a few minutes because we start a little bit late, so we're good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. So you tell yourself that. What if yourself was saying, yeah, but you didn't believe it until you went through the surgery. So tell me something I can use now.
Something you can use now. Well, just me personally, because like I'm standing here. I'm obviously alive. Mm-hmm. Feeling better, so take it from me that it's all going to be fine.
It's all getting better. It's all going to work out in the end. Yeah. I put together my own personal affirmations video, I guess you could call it. I posted it. By the way, anyone who wants to see it, it's on the YouTube channel, and it's drawn from a whole bunch of people on Facebook, because I asked in a number of different groups, I asked what kind of affirmations, what's your favorite affirmation to use? And they gave me a whole bunch of them. And a whole large number of them all came up with the same one independently. So I incorporated it into my video over and over again. It's everything is always working out for me. A lot of people use that affirmation. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes Jeffrey.
So oh, my Jeffrey God, I'm nervous.
There, there he is.
Oh, my God.
We actually get to see Jeffrey after all this time. Crazy.
All right, I'm getting.
Whoops.
It's going in and out.
Your mic is cutting in and out.
Okay, and that's what was happening with the other platform.
Ah, well, this is that sounded good right there. Whatever you did, don't change that.
Done. Back away from the technology.
That's right. Stay away from that tech. Okay. So, right.
Well, I appreciate that you're on so many different platforms now, and I was listening to you on Facebook, and then I was on YouTube, and now I'm on this, so I'm jumping around, and it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. I mean, it's been a long time since we saw your name in the chat, so that's making StreamYard worthwhile all by itself, that we're able to draw you in. That's really good.
Honestly, I've been busy. I've been good busy. You know, I would love to show up more, but just so many good things are going on that it's like,
at least sorry, guys.
We can't complain about that at all. That's fabulous.
Right.
But you gotta straighten this out though, because like I was butchering what you do as a career. So you gotta make it clear what you actually do.
Oh, and that's the funny thing, because I mean, the pandemic just changed so much, so much of everything. So before, I was taking people on wine tours and kind of like using the law of attraction while they got a little tipsy. I also have like a background in counseling. So it's one of those things of being able to like use the law of attraction, to listen to people and to listen to folks and to, you know, give them that little bit of information. So since like COVID and everything shut down and we've kind of come to this new like Zoom world, Zoom, virtual reality. I'm kind of doing a lot of the same thing. It's just kind of on a bigger scale. Like I just got out of a nationwide environmental group that I, you know, got to hold space for and do some healing. Like people are like, oh, you're a therapist or you're a counselor or you're a healer. Just like sometimes I just show up as a really good friend. Because I think that's what people need. And in doing so, I can help change things. And every once in a while, I'll get an intuitive hit of like, hey, like, this is something you might want to try. Here's a meditation that might work. Or honestly, I've tried to get people to come to LOA today and be like, you know,
thank you.
Tap into this and like listen to what the hosts are telling you. And a lot of people they've tried it and they're like, well, that's just a little too out there. I'm like, I get that. So how about a tarot reading instead? You know, like how about a tarot reading instead? Like, is that something more along your line, or do you just need to talk? You just need someone to listen. So that's why you can't really name what it is that I do, because I'm it really is just like it's catered to either the person or the people that are there. Mm-hmm. And it usually takes on a life of its own. And honestly, sometimes it's a beautiful thing to witness. Like if you see people have those breakthroughs or sometimes breakdowns because they're like they've hit a limited belief, mm-hmm. and they need somebody to like give them that affirmation of like, you're doing a good job, you're doing just fine. It wasn't your fault that your father left you. Things like that, like whatever it is that like, you know, they need to hear in that moment that just like lets them break through that barrier of beliefs, of limiting beliefs. And but you know, a lot of people aren't ready to hear that, like, mm-hmm. you're part of the thing that's happening. and that means you can change it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So thank you, but it, really, like, thank you for letting me jump on, Waltz and Alex. Like I feel like I'm like, you're celebrities in my world.
Well, you're kind of a celebrity in our world too, because you were on the chat for like months at a time. Yeah.
Honestly, like I was trying to get started. I was trying to get planted and showing up every day and doing. Being able to test it out and also I actually the law of attraction is something that's relatively new for me. So, mm-hmm. so to just like sprinkle that in and be like, okay, I'm getting it. And mm-hmm. it's because of your show, really. And all of the co-hosts, like Cindy and Louie and Linda have been just, I feel like they're like my elders in this, and it's kind of like, people to learn from, teachers and just on those days where that were hard, like if you're an entrepreneur, like, you know, that those hard days where you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. It was really nice to just be able to show up and be like, do a rampage of appreciation and understand that they know where I'm coming from and that I just need a little bit of grounding. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, I'm totally on board with you, because that's exactly why I ended up doing the podcast, which, as you know, I've said many, many times here on the show, because I knew I'd be surrounding myself with a whole bunch of people who knew this stuff better than I did. So I figured I had to learn along the way, which I did. And it's what worked out very, very nicely. So I'm on board.
Now it's just a place where like, I can come and play.
Yeah.
You know, like my work is done for the day. I feel a little de-stressed I can just come in and you know, I don't want to shoot the shit, basically, is the language.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, hey, we're here for each other for a reason. And
exactly.
Yeah. And I saw that you started as like a Facebook support group that
I haven't done a lot with it. Yes. But yeah, I have an intention of building that up. It's like one of my too many projects, but I am serious about building that group up and it's because I really do believe those are the two core concepts, building self-love and building social connections. Mm-hmm. I think that combination, it's not too woo-woo for most people. You know, it's not too out there. It's something that you can just kind of make sense out of it without having anybody explain it to you. And yet I think it's probably the two factors that are most overlooked, which is kind of odd. We live in the world of social media. You would think that people would understand the importance of social connectedness. And yet, you look at the way people use social media, and it's pretty clear they don't really understand social connectedness.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, it doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't feel genuine.
Right.
It's one of those, like, everybody's two-dimensional or even one-dimensional with, you know, which is typing instead of actually having a conversation, mm-hmm. being able to look at people in the eye. And then you get into that place where there's an actual human being right here, and I can touch them, and I can feel their energy, and I can empathize with them. It totally changes. Yeah.
No doubt about it.
The thing I wanted to say about too many projects is I have found that too many projects is a good thing, because you giving yourself this opportunity to focus on what you really, really want, but not disallow that something that you put in your vortex months or even years ago will pop up and be like, you can also focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
When you have time, it's, you know, there is a priority thing that I find happens with the law of attraction, which is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it fits in beautifully, actually, with what we were talking about earlier, the idea of trying things out. That's really why I think I end up doing a lot of different projects. I want to see which one feels good to me, which one's calling to me at that particular moment in time. And then I kind of go in that direction until it's not calling me in that direction and something else is calling me, which is a little bit meandery, but it also is a great way to get to places that I normally can't figure out how to get to.
And when you have that knowledge of you can't get it wrong.
Yep.
And you don't have to do it right away. And that's where meditation comes into play, where it's like, when we become overwhelmed, do we get to take that time to recenter and stop everything? And then whatever rises to the surface is the thing that you know that you're supposed to focus on. And
that's true.
And then leave it alone. You did as what you could for that time and that place, and now, you know, leave that alone, and you'll, you know, figure out the next time it comes around.
Exactly. Okay,
I got to tell you guys a little story about meditation, because meditation has come up a couple of times during the show today, and it's just making me think, okay, I got to tell this story. On Tuesday, Dean and I kind of made a pact after we recorded the show, saying, we're going to do this experiment, this psychic experiment, to see, can we send signals to each other? Which I'm a little bit leery of, because he's the psychic medium and I'm not. But nevertheless, I figured I'd give it a shot. So we've agreed, and we've been doing this for the last few days. We set a time. Since he's in the central time zone, I'm in the eastern time zone. We set at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central in the morning. That for 5 minutes, we both agreed we would just sit there and we would be trying to send stuff to each other and receiving stuff from each other. And we'd make a note of it so that next Tuesday we can compare notes to see, you know, what we picked up and see, did we get anything? You know, did we get any of it right? So it's kind of a fun experiment. One thing that has come out of it though already is, now I've done it for 2 days now, right? So Wednesday morning and then this morning, is that I've been doing so much work on myself in terms of the meditation, mirror exercises, all that kind of thing, that my mind has gotten really quiet. I mean, it's normally quiet throughout the day. I don't have all that junk playing that used to play all the time. So when I'm sitting there for those 5 minutes, either trying to send something to Dean or trying to receive something, you know, I'll say to myself, okay, what am I getting? And all I get is silence. And it's kind of a reminder, sit with the silence and just wait to see what comes up. Because we live in the age of instant gratification. I expect it to come instantly, right? It doesn't come in the first 5 seconds. So I have to sit there for 10. 15, 20, 25 seconds. And now I'm getting nervous, right? Because nothing's coming through. 30 seconds. And then I get this little quick impression of something. And the impression is skating. Skating. What does skating have to do with it? So I write down skating. You know, because I don't know what the darn thing means. It may mean nothing. It may just be some random thought that came to me.
Ooh, we're going to find out on Tuesday.
Well, but that's the point. That's the point of the experiment. And I'm actually appreciating the fact that I had been working on getting my mind quiet so that I do have a chance of at least a possible chance of getting something from Dean instead of just looking like a total fool with egg on my face next Tuesday.
I have a success story to share around that happened to me this weekend. I was out on, I live in the Pacific Northwest. So I was out in the Puget Sound on one of the islands out there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And Saturday night, sitting around a campfire and just had this really great and like nice mellow meditation in nature, which is always a good thing in my opinion. Whenever you can breathe fresh air, great. And I said, because I had a group coming in the next day, and I said to myself, I really hope that they bring bagels and cream cheese and lox and capers. I was like, that's what I really want. Didn't happen. Like, everybody was told to bring their own food, and they did. They brought sandwiches. But last night, I went to a friend's house for a Passover Russian dinner, and sitting next to me were lox, cream cheese, and capers as part of a traditional Russian meal. And I'm just going, like, it's still working for me, even when I want something as simple as as a comfort food of mine. Yeah. You know? So it's that thing of like, really, like, let yourself believe that you can have anything you want, and that this stuff works. That it. Have fun with it. Really, like, and yeah.
So a lot of it is about learning to trust. What's that, Alex?
I said I feel him. I manifest food all the time.
Manifest food.
But you're it's like exactly what I want, and I didn't call delivery.
Right. That's an interesting thing. It's like craving and urge are things that I'm still learning about when it comes to the law of attraction, about having, like, why do I have this urge? Why do I have this craving? Even if it's completely out of the realm of like what you're normally doing.
Yeah.
And getting out of my comfort zone. Like, that's the another thing. It's like, when you get out of your comfort zone, you allow new things to happen and find that
isn't
you're
the essence of trying something out is getting out of your comfort zone. You're trying something new. If work new, it wouldn't be in the comfort zone, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So it's also good with the law of attraction to have a good sense of curiosity, adventure, exploration, being able to let things go if they don't work out perfectly. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And being willing to make a fool of yourself. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know, letting go of that fear of failure. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of people have that. Like, that's a resistance. That's a block where it's kind of like, oh, I'm not going to try anything new because I'm afraid I'm going to fail. And it's like, okay, but if you don't do anything, then you never know what success is. And that's something that Dan has taught, you know? definitely.
Well, it's also where you can get into that really trapped place, one where I have been a lot in my life, where you're not willing to take the step outside of the comfort zone because you're afraid of the failure. And so you spend weeks on end focusing, oh, geez, I really don't want to step out of the comfort zone because I might end up in failure. I basically just spent a whole bunch of time getting all angst up about nothing because I never actually stepped out.
Right.
To me, like, that was about, like, joining the broadcast was, like, I don't know what I'm, like, my confidence level was, like, I don't know what I have to add. Like, I don't know what to share. And that was something I had to get over. Like, I have blocks of my own that
good for
I
you.
Had to uncover and get through. And now that things are, like, moving, it's kind of like, oh, they're just old friends. I can just check in with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, we know you. Yeah. You know us. There's nothing really scary going on here.
And I was
but
saying,
good for you for taking the step, by the way.
Yeah. That's where it starts, right? And I see Brenda is there, and she does pivot pals with me. See? like the pivot pals is another one of those things that thank you for bringing into my life. On those days where it's cold and rainy in Portland, I can just, like, go back to that imagination place and be like, this is still what's in my vortex. This is still, like, on the horizon. I'm not done yet.
And by the way, I want to encourage anybody who's listening who wants to be a part of either of those groups, you're more than welcome to join. Just do a search for them. One's called Pivot Pals, like Jeffrey was saying. The other one is called Building Self-Love and Social Connectedness. That's the other group. They're both pretty new, so they may be a little bit tricky to find. The Pivot Pals has been around for a while, so you can probably find that one. But just, say that you're an LOA Today listener, and bang, we'll let you right in. No problem at all.
That's the code.
Actually, when I see more people signing up, that'll probably give me that little kick to say, okay, time to do more with the group. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
So take advantage. Well, Jeffrey, thanks for jumping on. We really appreciate that. Thanks for sharing what you do. I'm still not sure how I describe it, but you described it beautifully. So thank you for that.
Intuitive therapy is
intuitive therapy. Okay.
That's kind of the thing is what people have called it. Wine wizardry was another one, and it's like, I will accept whatever you feel.
I need wine wizardry for my next birthday.
Ah,
call me.
So there you go. All right. And Alex, we're glad you're feeling better. Looking forward to seeing you next week too. Oh, so good. So thank you much. Thank you especially to our podcast listeners as well, because without you, we wouldn't have a podcast. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.